Senator Donna Soucy. She is one of the leading Democrat state senators, and she joins us on Good Morning New Hampshire GMI Studios on this Friday morning. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, and good morning, Jack.
Well, good morning to you, Senator. This came to us kind of a little bit later in the game, but Corey sent me some info, and we wanted you on. You had some current concerns on one of your fellow Republican state senators, I believe, as it pertains to being a member of the Oath Keepers. What is the concern, and why, and what's your concern on this?
Well, I think the report that was recently released, disclosing that about 297 New Hampshire residents were members of the Oath Keepers, was certainly of some concern. But the idea that a sitting member of the Senate had not only been a member, but had obviously joined because he espoused some of their views, was very concerning to me, and I think should be concerning to people in New Hampshire.
And can you be, you know, a little more specific on what you're calling for, or just raising awareness? What are your thoughts? Can you elaborate a little more, please?
Well, I think, you know, when Senator Guida was confronted with the question of whether he was a member of the Oath Keepers, he did confirm his membership, but said that he left the group because he wasn't comfortable with the way the group was being run. And what I find curious is he has not denounced the organization, and that's what I'm calling on him to do, is really denounce the Oath Keepers, particularly their role in the January 6th insurrection on the Capitol.
Okay, and where does it go from here? Is it kind of just at a standstill, or is there any action you're calling for in the Senate, or just raising awareness?
Well, certainly raising awareness. I think that, you know, upon it's Senator Clegg's duty, Senator Guida's duty to step in and to provide us with some information as to why he became a member of the Oath Keepers, and as I said, to denounce the organization for the tactics that it's engaged in. I guess what's also concerning to me is that he said he was no longer a member because he didn't like the way the organization was being run, yet following the January 6th insurrection on social media, he referred to Congress as scattering like rats on a sinking ship, and that Donald Trump should not concede, essentially espousing some of the very same things that the Oath Keepers set out to do on January 6th. So I think it's important to raise awareness, and I do call on my colleague to, at the very least, denounce this organization and the tactics it engaged in.
I don't have the information in front of me, Senator, but some of these things we hear throughout the calendar year, different lawmakers, different parties, different groups, some things they may tweet, some things they may say on social media. You're talking about this as it pertains to one group. But, you know, equally, there was a story, and I don't know if it was New Hampshire Journal, I'm not sure, but one of our guests recently was talking about this, that on one of the committees, and it may be on the House side, not your chamber, that one of the folks on law enforcement, there was one of the law enforcement type committees, was had been very outspoken on anti-police sentiment in the past and harsh things towards law enforcement. And, you know, these things are going to happen in a large legislative body. I'm not sure where you draw the line, and I'm not sure, you know, in this case, do you have like an ethics committee or a group that looks at these things and then calls for action, or is it just something that individually things are raised and people, you know, answer and, you know, go from there?
Well, I mean, you would hope that people would individually answer and go from there. If there's some action taken, though, there certainly have been a number of ethics complaints filed due to some of the actions, particularly of House members. As you said, Jack, it's very hard. The House is a very large body, and they have had members on both sides of the aisle that have engaged in some things that are inappropriate. The Senate is only 24. We're a pretty small group, and we usually can know each other a lot better and talk through things. It's unusual when things like that happen, but they do happen. And, you know, as I said, I think it's important to raise people's awareness of these things and also ask the senator to denounce the organization, having once been a member.
Before I let you go, Senator Donna Soucy, Democrat state senator, one of the leaders in the Senate, I wanted you to put your political analyst hat on for a moment and switch gears and look at that U.S. Senate race. You're not a candidate there. You had said on the show recently you're not going to be running for governor this time around, as many people thought you might at some point. But when you look at Maggie Hassan, I presume she's someone you know well, and she's on the show quite a bit, a regularly, and she's running for election, as we all know. Then you look at the Republican field, Kevin Smith, Don Bolduc, Chuck Morse. I presume you know Senator Morse well. I asked him on the show recently if he's going to be stepping down as Senate president during the run. He said, no, he's not. You might want to comment on that. But just that field, how do you... It's early to tell. Some would say the wind is at Republicans' back going into the midterms with rising inflation and some other things, or maybe the lack of popularity with President Biden in New Hampshire. But how do you look at that race? Is it? I mean, I've said before, I don't think the Republicans, whoever the nominee is, should underestimate Maggie Hassan. She's a formidable fundraiser. She's a veteran now in office. She's been a more than one term governor. She's been a state senator like yourself. How do you see that race matching up? And of the Republicans, do you think one of those folks has an advantage to take on Maggie Hassan? Can you just give us some Donna Susie, a Senate analysis of that race at this point?
Sure. Republican primaries are always interesting to me. I'm not always great at calling them. But I will say, I do think that Kevin Smith and Chuck Morse are going to wage a pretty competitive race. I think one of the disadvantages they have, unfortunately, challengers in this state always have, is that we have such a late primary. Our primary is September. So with business carrying on in the Senate, that's certainly going to keep Senator Morse busy. I believe Kevin Smith has stepped down as town manager in Londonderry, so therefore he may have more opportunity to campaign. But whoever wins the primary is going to have a real fight on their hands. Just this morning it was announced that Maggie Hassan has put aside, I think, nearly $13 million just for TV in the final stages of the race. And as you said, she is in some cases underestimated. I mean, she won a very close Senate race, 1,017 votes to Kelly Ayotte, but she earned every vote. And she is someone who is a tenacious campaigner. I mean, when she was governor, she kept a schedule that was just extraordinary. I mean, I don't know when she slept, but she's a very, very hardworking, very disciplined person. And I think whoever wins the Republican primary is going to work really hard, but is probably going to find that come November, Senator Hassan will be reelected.
All right, Senator Susie, thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. Make it a great weekend, and thank you very much.
Thanks again, Jack. Good to speak with you.